It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome M. Ward to the studio. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
You know, the new album, More Rain, out. This record, as I understand it, you wanted to start originally, and you were really focusing, I guess, on vocal arrangements. That was kind of your first concern, if it will, and then it took off from there.
Yeah, I've ever since I've started, making records, basically, I've been focused on guitars and percussion and, the voice is always important, but I've never seen myself as like a singer, and I still don't really, but I wanted to try an experiment where I would sort of make that the foundation and try to create some interesting harmonies and maybe some harmonies that you're not hearing very often these days, which basically means chords using the voice that you don't, that aren't the obvious choices.
Right.
So that was the idea when I started out, and then time went by. The record took about 4 years to make, and it started to
change. That would be time.
Shape. Yeah. So things just grew, and I let them grow. And
your love of the studio, when you say to me that you worked on this, over a 4 year span, it would seem difficult for anyone who loves being in the studio and loves using the studio to remain kind of disciplined to, okay, just the vocal arrangements and perhaps some guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a balancing act between the original idea and the ideas that come to you during the process. It's like a nature versus nurture thing in a way.
Anybody got a pain in their heart? There's a place you can go when they're conspiring against your confession. Sounds like anybody to save the day. Sounds like any lover goes all the way. There's a place you can hide where I know they'll never find you. The confession. Confession of the mother load. Confession to a virgin rose. Admission, false as a door. Admission, of what you do. Anybody miss the train of love at the station? Anybody listen, take your stuff or go home? There's a place you can hide where I know they'll never find you. Confession of the mother load. Confession of the virgin rose. Admission, for says you know. Admission of what you don't. Of what you know.
You've worked with a great many artists, and on this record, it's no different. You got Peter Buck, you got Nico Case, you got K.D. Wang, the Secret Sisters, many more.
All the names that you mentioned bring something that I could never bring, and that's their own instincts. And one of my favorite things in the studio is to bring talented people into the studio, and you don't tell them what they're, you know, what they're coming in for. You don't share with them the song, so they're completely in the dark. And then you press record, and something always interesting happens, and that's all over the record.
You even took a stab on the new record, More Rain, at a Beach Boys cover when you did You're So Good to Me. And isn't that like holy grail material when you say, well, I'm going to try to interpret a Beach Boys song, especially with what you know about the art of record making?
Yeah. Well, I guess the first inspiration to try recording that song was when I first heard it years ago, probably in high school. And then seeing them play that on this reunion tour that they did, and just how the, you know, Brian Wilson is the true master of creating interesting chords using just voice, and not just the chords, but also the rhythm of the chords, which is, I think, the most important part of doo-wop is how they were able to use voices as the percussion, as the strings, as the horns, all just using voice. And so, Brian Wilson's material to me is a really interesting jumping off point for getting into learning more about how to, steer your production towards these stripped down, more doo-woppy territory, if that's a word.
I'm listening.
you had the pleasure of working with Brian on the No Peer Pressure record. You getting to work with Brian Wilson, that's got to be some sort of moment, to say the least.
Definitely one of the most surreal, incredible recording experiences of my life. You know, it's one of those things when you're growing up as a kid, it's not something that you ever think is going to be in reality. So it happened, and what a incredible ear, and what a generous spirit, and what a just a pure, true voice, and just to be in the studio working on his songs was an incredible moment, and I'm excited to say we're going to play the Hollywood Bowl together.
Right, I was going to say that. Now there comes phase two.
On top of surrealness.
Thank you. you had another, I'll use your term, surreal opportunity when you produced Mavis Staples' latest record. And I'm convinced she's some sort of conduit. I mean, what was that like working with Mavis? I mean, whew.
It was incredible. It's like no one I've ever worked with before. She's a true improviser, and it's hard to find artists that are so comfortable with their own ability that they will, you know, go into the studio almost naked, you know, and knowing that in a couple days they can record all the vocals to their record, and it's, you know, it's going to be their name on the front of the record. It was very unusual situation. Normally when you're making or producing a record for somebody, it's you know, half a year or a year's worth of dialogue and conversation between the producer and the artist. What are we going to record? Let's talk about this.
Yeah. What's the feel? What are we looking for? Yeah.
But that was not the case. I was told ahead of time that we were going to have, you know, maybe a week of just working with Mavis, and was mainly going to be with her band. And luckily her band is just incredible. And, they have this, great chemistry, because Mavis has toured with her band forever, and really incredible musicians. So I really leaned on that chemistry, because, you know, I like to spend 6 months or a year or 4 years making a record.
More Rain is the album, and the performances today are tremendous. And as we discussed, for the Los Angeles fans, the opportunity to see you with Brian Wilson at the Hollywood Bowl is one not to be missed. We want to thank you for coming out and playing live and doing this interview today. We've been anxious to have you sit down here, and that moment came, and thanks for doing it, Em.
It was good talking to you, and it's good to be here.
It's Em Ward, live on 88.5 KCSN.